Jim Walsh has a history of back problems. He'd been waiting anxiously for the $2.4 million aquatic therapy center at Cedar Village to open.
Because it's so much easier to do exercises in the pool than it is otherwise. I have a bad back, and if I stand too long outside the pool, the sciatic nerve will kick in and I can't stand. Here I can stand in the pool 15, 20 and a half hour, doesn't matter.
The state-of-the-art center had its grand opening last fall, and Walsh thinks he was the first outpatient to use it.
It's amazing, a treadmill underwater. You walk on that for a while, and then they'll also have me do some other exercises, you know, with the basically I'm working on my legs and knees and my core. Is that what they call it? Yeah.
This is not your average treadmill. The floors go up and down to allow people who need walkers and wheelchairs to step on a dry surface and then be lowered. Cedar Village Director of Rehab, Debbie Tyler, explains.
The floor raises to ground level so a person can just walk out onto the into the pool and then be lowered down into the water up to 6 feet. So depending on what you're working on, they can go 4 feet for a knee, they can go deeper if they want to, just to, and if the person is not confident in the water, you can start off shallow and then go deeper.
Tyler says almost anybody can benefit from being in the pool, including people with arthritis, those who have endurance problems, are post-surgery, or have any kind of weakness and pulmonary problems. And she says water offers very unique properties you can't get on land.
And one of those is buoyancy. So the water helps you do certain motions that would be more difficult to do on land. For instance, we have a lady who has a hard time standing up from a chair, and in the water will help, the buoyancy of the water will help lift her up so she can work on sit to stand.
That woman is getting stronger in the water and is making progress on standing on land. The aquatic therapy pools that double as treadmills are similar to ones Cedar Village says the Cincinnati Bengals, Ohio State, and the Cleveland Clinic have. With computers, physical therapist Debbie Eastwick lowers Jim Walsh into the special treadmill pool, which has a temperature of 90 degrees.
We're going to start with some warm-up on the treadmill, so he's going to walk without resistance initially, and then we'll add some jet resistance. So it'll feel like he's kind of walking uphill, but he can walk, you know, about 15 minutes. And where they're on land, you know, he can probably walk, you know, 2 or 3 minutes before he gets, you know, fatigued and has pain. So it's a big difference in the water.
The treadmill has cameras and the video is projected onto big screens that allow Walsh to see his legs underwater.
Things that I think I've been doing, you know, when I walk, I might be going, but I'm not really lifting my legs enough. So this gives me the instant feedback to know that I'm, you know, that it's working.
At the controls, Eastwick turns up the jets as she has Walsh walk in different directions.
So it makes him balance. He doesn't use his hands, so he has to balance a little bit more. And then he can do all his active lower extremity exercises and some back exercises.
Just across from the two small treadmill pools is a big pool with platform and chairlifts and a built-in ledge with hydrotherapy jets. That's where Sonia Milrod is. She recently had a hip replacement.
This pool is really comfortable for me. It's warm, feels really supportive, and doing some of the same things. I just finished doing some of the same exercises that I did on the floor, but it's just a different feeling. You're so much more buoyant and there's less stress.
Sally Corkin is equally excited. She is the Director of Community Relations and Outreach.
A lot of it is word of mouth, and a lot of it are happy customers who have been inpatients here who have gone home and have come back for aquatic therapy and have told their friends and neighbors. And as we start opening more to the community and community classes, et cetera, we'll be doing some more outreach about that.
You can get a better idea of how the treadmill works. Go to our website, wvxu.org, to see a video of the underwater treadmill in action. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.